gave the title for this talk tonight, which was Biblical Controversy.
आज जो हमने इस कथा के लिए जो शीर्षक दिया है वो थोड़ा अलग है.
We call this Suicide in the Bhagavad Gita.
हमने टाइटल दिया है भगवद गीता और आत्महत्या.
And some persons became amazed, a little distressed. How can you say suicide in the Bhagavad Gita?
और कुछ लोग जो है ये सुन के थोड़े अचरज में पड़ गए कि किस प्रकार आप कह सकते हो कि भगवद गीता और आत्महत्या का क्या कनेक्शन है.
And especially because we were telling that suicide is one of the central main topics of Bhagavad Gita.
क्योंकि हम ये कहना चाहते थे कि आत्महत्या जो है भगवद गीता का एक मुख्य टॉपिक है.
So how can we say that?
ये हम कैसे कह सकते हैं?
The word suicide doesn't appear in Bhagavad Gita anymore.
आत्महत्या ये शब्द भगवद गीता में कहीं पर भी नहीं
पाया. Prabhupada, one or two purports, he mentions it. But it's not mentioned in the Mula Shows.
Prabhupada ji apne jo hai vyakhya mein uska kahin pe ek do jagah ka zikr karte hain par mul shlokon mein ye atmahatya shabd paya nahi gaya.
So we have to look past just a lexical graphical understanding of things. Lexical graphical means a dictionary understanding. Oh, this word says it means this exactly.
So hamesha शब्दार्थों के परे जाना होगा और सिर्फ शब्दार्थों से इसका अर्थ नहीं निकालना चाहिए.
First of all, suicide, the desire to end our own life, is a very, very primal desire. Just as the desire to live is a very basic desire, similarly the desire to finish our life is also a very basic desire.
जिस प्रकार से हमारी जीने की इच्छा हो रही है उसी प्रकार से ये जीने की इच्छा एक मूल इच्छा है. उसी प्रकार से हमारी एक इच्छा होती है हमारा जीवन खत्म करने की कि ये जीवन खत्म हो जाए. ये भी हमारी मूल इच्छाओं में से एक है.
In 2010, he's a Desi scholar who's been teaching in America. He's a professor of counseling psychology at University of Louisville.
तो 2010 में भारतीय मूल के एक अमेरिकी प्रोफेसर ने
He came to India and he did a study about suicide. He spent 3 months going all over India researching this. And he concluded after, he said that India has become the suicide capital of the world.
और उन्होंने उनका निष्कर्ष ये निकला है कि भारतवर्ष जो है पूरे दुनिया की आत्महत्या की राजधानी है. सबसे ज्यादा आत्महत्याएं भारतवर्ष में.
Usually we're reading Bhagavad Gita and shlokas, but today I want to tell you a few secular statistics. Please listen.
आज हम आमतौर पर हम भगवद गीता श्लोकों से पढ़ते हैं पर आज हम जो है कुछ स्कॉलर्स के जो है कुछ आपको स्टैटिस्टिक्स बताएंगे जो भी
According to India's National Crime Records Bureau,
भारत के जो है जुर्म विभाग है, जुर्म के आंकड़े रखते हैं उस विभाग के अनुसार.
In the year 2009, 127,151 persons in India committed suicide.
2009 इस साल में
1,27,151
से भी
ज्यादा.
1,27,151.
They found in the last 30 years amongst young people the rate of suicide has gone up 300%.
उन्होंने ये पाया कि पिछले 30 सालों में नौजवान
One out of seven teenagers admits to having tried to kill themselves. In India today, they say that approximately every 3 seconds someone tries to kill themselves.
आजकल परिस्थिति ये है कि हर 3 सेकंड में कोई ना कोई व्यक्ति अपने आप को आत्महत्या करने की कोशिश कर रहा
है. And it's the top 3 causes of death which for people from the age of 15 to 35.
और 15 से 35 के बीच में मृत्यु के जो भी कारण हैं उनमें से ये 3 सबसे बड़े कारणों में से.
The number one cause for suicide is depression.
Suicide आत्महत्या का सबसे बड़ी वजह है डिप्रेशन.
And they found that in the last 5 years, depression amongst the youth has increased from 2% to 12%.
How many years?
5 years.
पिछले 5 सालों में जो डिप्रेशन के जो प्रतिशत है वो 2% से लेकर 12% तक.
And I have a couple of statistics I wrote down especially for high pressure.
और हरी पासन के लिए मुझे स्पेशल आंकड़े डेटा के.
He's a computer techie. They did some Nimhan study. And it said that 36% of the techies in Bangalore, they show signs of psychiatric disorder.
Bangalore mein jo bhi kaam karne wale software engineer hain, technical team mein jo hai, usme se 36% jo log hain unko depression ya aise mansik bimariyon ke lakshan
hai. Psychiatric disorder, they're going public. The same Nimhan study said that 7 out of every 20 IT professionals, 7 out of 20, thinks about doing suicide.
ये भी पाया गया है कि 20 में से 7 जो है तकनीकी IT के लिए काम करने वाले लोग कभी ना कभी आत्महत्या के बारे में सोचते हैं.
Worldwide, there's about 1 million people a year who attempt to commit suicide.
और दुनिया भर में करीब करीब 10 लाख लोग ऐसे हैं हर साल जो सुसाइड करने की कोशिश करते हैं.
And according to statistics, for every person who commits suicide, every one person who commits suicide, there's at least 20 people who try and fail.
और हर एक व्यक्ति जो आत्महत्या करने में सफल हो जाता है उसके पीछे 20 व्यक्ति ऐसे हैं जो कोशिश तो करते हैं परंतु सफल नहीं हो पाते.
They found that men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than women.
ये भी पाया गया है कि इनमें जो आदमी हैं वो औरतों से 4 गुना ज्यादा आत्महत्या करने के लिए अग्रसर हैं.
But there's 3 times more women trying to do suicide than the men. They just don't, they're not able to do it.
But वास्तविकता में ये पाया जाता है कि 3 गुना जो है औरतें ज्यादा आत्महत्या करने के प्रयास करती हैं परंतु सफल नहीं होते.
So this is a very primal desire. So many people, they're ending their lives is a great fascination people have. Throughout history, throughout literature, the world, people have a fascination with suicide.
तो कुछ कुछ लोगों के लिए ये एक प्रकार का मनोविकार हो जाता है उनके हृदय में इच्छा बैठ जाती है कि नहीं मुझे आत्महत्या करनी है.
Sometimes there's so many pressures and so many anxieties we just feel this is the only way out.
कभी कभी हमारे सर पर इतना प्रेशर होता है इतने सारे दुख होते हैं कभी कभी हमको लगता है कि नहीं सिर्फ यही एक मार्ग रह गया है जीवन.
So as we'd like to show today, this is one of the central topics of life.
तो आज हम यहाँ पर ये दिखाने का प्रयास करेंगे कि आत्महत्या जो है भगवत गीता में से एक मुख्य जो है मुख्य मुख्य विषय है.
Just to a very brief, not a very elaborate, a very brief examination of the frustration, pain that Arjun was experiencing.
तो अर्जुन ने जिस प्रकार का जो है दुख महसूस किया, अर्जुन ने जिस प्रकार से जो विषाद महसूस किया, उसका आज हम थोड़ा सा विवरण
करेंगे. And Krishna.
और कृष्ण ने उनको क्या संदेश दिया इस बारे में.
So first of all, we should start by translating the song, giving some explanation. It's not good to sing the song and not understand what you're saying.
तो इससे पहले हम जो वैष्णव गीत गा रहे थे उसका हम थोड़ा अनुवाद देखेंगे क्योंकि सही नहीं है कि अनुवाद के हम लेक्चर करें.
According to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan, or the Bengali, the dictionary of Bengali Vaishnavism, there are different types of prayers.
Gaudiya Vaishnava Abhidhan, is shastra ke anusar anek anek prakar ke jo hai prarthnaen hoti hain.
One of them is prarthana.
उनमें से अनेक अनेक प्रकार के गीत होते हैं, उनमें से गीतों का एक प्रकार है जिसको कहते हैं
prarthana. My grandma sometimes gave a synonym for atma prarthana, the crying of the soul.
और प्रार्थना का पर्यायवाची या समाधि शब्द जो है जिसको कहते हैं आत्मा प्रार्थना या आत्मा का रोना.
My grandma said a very amazing thing. I remember in one class, it was such a startling thing.
मेरे गुरु महाराज ने एक क्लास में एक बहुत ही अच्छी चीज कही थी.
He said that Mahaprabhu's bhajan is the desire for death.
उन्होंने कहा था कि महाप्रभुजी जितने महाप्रभुजी का जो भजन है, वो वास्तविक रूप में मृत्यु की इच्छा है.
What does that mean? We hear chant, dance, and be happy. What is this? Bhajan means death. My God, that sounds very terrible.
हमने तो आज तक यही सुना था कि सिर्फ जप करो, भजन करो.
But it has a deep purport. Because bhajan means atma krandana. It means a cry from the heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one poem he wrote in glorification, Haridas Thakur. He said that Vaishnavas die to live and live to die.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Maharaj ne Haridas Thakur ji ke gunagan mein ek Vaishnav geet likha tha. Us geet mein unhone likha tha ki Vaishnav jeete hain marne ke liye aur marte hain sadaiv jeevit rehne ke liye.
This message of die to live, this is the message of Bhagavad Gita.
Ye Bhagavad Gita ka bhi yahi sandesh hai ki
Bhagavad Gita, as we'll show, is dealing with this very basic primal desire. I can't deal with this life anymore, so the best thing is let me finish it.
So Bhagavad Gita jo hai humko is baare mein batati hai, hamare andar jab ichha hum karte hai ki nahi humko aur nahi jeena hai, bas is jeevan ko khatam karna hai. Is baare mein Bhagavad Gita humko batati hai kya karna chahiye.
But that desire is not necessarily bad.
ये इच्छा जो है ऐसा जरूरी नहीं है कि इच्छा बुरी ही हो.
That desire to finish everything. Sometimes Mataji is telling me, I feel like I don't belong in this world.
जिस प्रकार से माताजी हमको कहते हैं, मुझे कभी-कभी इस संसार में ऐसा नहीं लगता कि मेरी वास्तविक जगह है. उस प्रकार से हमारी जो इच्छा है सब कुछ खत्म करने की, ये भी एक मूल इच्छा है.
We're all Videshis in this world.
हम इस संसार में जो है किसी विदेशी की तरह है.
We have a friend who works for us in Orissa, Bhubaneswar, does some typing and things. He's an Indian boy and his name is Bideshi.
हमारे साथ भुवनेश्वर में एक लड़का काम करता है, वो टाइपिंग करता है तो भारतीय है, उसका नाम रखा गया है विदेशी.
Once I asked him, how are you? You're a Deshi? I'm a Bideshi. How you have this name? And he told me that he came from a small village. And when he was born, when his mother was giving birth to him, there was some problem in the pregnancy, so he had to go to the hospital outside the village.
तो जन्म देने के समय उनके माता को काफी तकलीफ हुई, इसलिए उनके माता को गांव के बाहर एक हॉस्पिटल में ले गए.
So his dak nam, I don't know if you call it in Hindi, you have that tradition also? Dak nam? In Bengali, you must have this tradition also, I think, in Hindi. But in Bengali and Oriya, they have an expression, dak nam. Dak nam means someone's nickname.
Okay, short name.
Short name.
Short name. We have that, I'm sure.
So is it, so unka jo nickname hai, jo chota naam hai, short name hai.
You may say my name is Surabir Abhipalayantam Das, but my mother calls me Boo Boo.
Jaise aap kahenge ki mera naam hai Surabir Abhipalayantam Das, par meri maa mujhe Boo Boo kehti hai.
That's my dark.
Wo mera dark naam.
So his name, when he came back to the village, they all called him Bideshi.
Bideshi.
So sometimes Mataji is feeling like a Bideshi. But we told him that's good, because we're all Bideshis. This is not our home. And bhajan means the desire for death. It means, death means that we die to live, and we live to die.
उसका भजन का ये भी अर्थ होता है कि हम मरे हमेशा जीने के लिए और हम यहाँ जिए मरने के लिए.
This very basic desire to finish this world, I can't stand it anymore, I can't live anymore. That's not a bad desire. It's a good desire.
और ये जो हमारे अंदर इच्छा है कि नहीं अब बस हो गया, इससे ज़्यादा अब मैं और नहीं सहन कर सकता, अब सब खत्म करना है.
But we need to know how to properly deal with that desire. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport of the Bhagavatam. A confused, frustrated man cannot get relief by committing suicide.
जो व्यक्ति डिप्रेस है अपने जीवन से पूरी तरह से विषाद से भरा हुआ है उसको आत्महत्या करने से किसी भी प्रकार का सुकून नहीं मिलता.
Because suicide will simply lead him to take birth in the lower species of life.
या आत्महत्या करने से उसे निचली योनियों में जन्म प्राप्त होता.
Or to remain a ghost.
या फिर भूत प्रेत इत्यादि आत्माओं में घूमना
पड़ेगा. Unable to attain a gross material body.
जिससे उसको स्थूल शरीर नहीं मिलेगा.
That suicide is no solution. But there's another suicide, which is the message of Bhagavad Gita. What is the central message of Bhagavad Gita? What is the most important verse, charam shlok?
Bhagavad Gita ka sabse mukhya shlok kya hai, sabse charam shlok.
So what is that? Sarva dharmam purityaga mamekam sharanam braja. What does that mean? That's suicide. Sarva dharmam purityaga means give up everything. Give up all your dharmas. So, means give up your life.
Sarva dharmam purityaga arth hota hai sabhi dharmon ka parityag kar do. Sabhi dharmon ka ant kar do. Isliye iska ek matlab ye bhi nikala ja sakta hai ki sab kuch khatam karke meri sharan mein aa jao.
And this is the message of Gita. This is Krishna's solution to Arjuna's dilemma. So, back to our song. This song is crying. Adushadrasi mora Prabhu nijananda Nabojiyo nira Prabhu charanamrinda. See, my life is useless. Because I didn't worship Lord Nityananda. He's Mora Prabhu. Why is he my Prabhu? Because he's Adosha Darshi. He doesn't see fault. I'm not a devotee, I'm a demon. I didn't understand. I didn't really think about it. I did something mechanical. Some religion. But I didn't think about the essence of it. Payana bhajinu heno doyara takura payana
bhajinu heno doyara takura.
I never worshipped Lord Nityananda. He's Doyara Thakur. He's that Thakur, that deity who is full of great mercy. So then what use is my life? Abhaga prana kishuke acha my dear heart, my dear Pran, my life, huh? What use are you? What is the value of my life? I give you everything you want, every desire, but you're never happy. So your life has no value. Because you're never satisfied. If you're not santushta, santushta satatam yogi, Krishna says in Gita, you should be very satisfied. If you're not satisfied, then what is the value of your life? Just one time, he says. Nitai boliya keno mariyana ja. Just one time in your life, you can call out the name of Nityananda. Then your life will have some meaning. But I'm not really calling. Speaking with the lips, but not with the heart. So he says, better you die. Mariyana Jaha, your life has no meaning. But before you die, one time, chant, Nityananda! And then you can die. But don't really die, please. Gopal Krishna Maharaj will become very angry. It has another meaning. It means that we should die to live. It means that to chant the name of Nityananda, we have to first die. We have to give up all of our hopes. We have to become hopeless. No solutions are there.
क्योंकि बाकी कहीं किसी भी जगह पर कोई भी उपाय नहीं है.
I'm going to die.
इसलिए आज मैं मरने वाला.
Then you can call out, Nityananda,
Nityananda,
Nitahi Karuna Suni, Pashena Milaya,
Nitahi Karuna Suni, Pashena.
Nityananda Guru may say, okay, what do you want with my mercy? The author says, I know about you. I've heard about your mercy. Your mercy is so great that when the stones hear about your mercy, the stones melt. But what is my situation?
मेरी हालत क्या है?
ओए गुरु नाहिया नादाना बिताया, ओए गुरु नाहिया My heart is harder than a stone. My heart won't melt. What is the problem?
It
gives a hint.
वो एक चीज आपको बताते हैं.
Nitai Chaitanya Paradanai Mane.
Nitai Chaitanya.
Bhakti kori dane,
yare dare bija prema, bhakti kori dane.
Did I do some offense to Gaura Nityananda? No. Aparada nahi mani, they don't take offense. Rather, jari tari nija prema. Nija praying, it's important, nija. Rather, they give their own praying, nija praying, really to everyone. But why am I not getting this? Hari Hari Bifale Janama Nainu. Hari Hari
Bifale.
I never worship Radha and Krishna. Rather, I drink poison. I committed suicide. If we think about it, you have a choice of one of two types of suicide. That's life. The meaning of life is we have a choice between two types of suicide. You can die spiritually. You can die. Or you can die to live. And that means that we commit suicide materially. My material life is finished.
और इसका अर्थ यह है कि हम जो आत्महत्या करें वे भौतिक रूप से आत्महत्या करें मरे लेकिन हमेशा जीने के लिए
We should ask ourselves this question. Is my material life finished?
हमें अपने आप से पूछना चाहिए क्या मेरा भौतिक जीवन सच में खत्म हो गया
Have I really begun my bhajan?
और क्या मैंने सच में वास्तविक रूप से अपना कृष्ण भजन शुरू किया है
If you just call out one name,
यदि आप एक बार अच्छे से शुद्ध नाम लोगे
नित्यानंदा
नित्यानंदा
कृष्ण प्रेम
आपको तुरंत कृष्ण प्रेम प्राप्त हो
जाएगा You go on the ground in ecstasy and all your material anxieties and fears will be gone.
आपको सारे सात्विक विकार प्राप्त होंगे और आपके सारे जो दुख हैं वो सब चले जाएंगे.
At least that's what they tell us in the temple.
कम से कम मंदिर में तो ऐसे ही बताते
हैं. Are we experiencing
it?
Be honest. How many here are getting some prema? Raise your hand.
कौन है यहाँ पे जिनको कृष्ण प्रेम का कुछ अनुभव हो रहा है?
Sometimes devotees say, well, I'm getting some prem. What is the value of some prem if we also have some material desires? Why is that? Because we're doing some offense. But not to Gaura and Nittai. They're very, very kind. Taranam loite na gale morahiya.
Taranam loite na gale morahiya.
Hey, to get the mercy of Gaura Nityananda, I should chant Krishna's name.
यदि मुझे गौर और नित्यानंद प्रभु की कृपा चाहिए तो मुझे कृष्ण का नाम लेना पड़ेगा।
That name should come from my heart.
ये नाम मेरे हृदय से आना चाहिए।
But it's not coming from my heart. It's not even coming from my lips.
ये मेरे हृदय से तो क्या मेरे होंठों से भी नहीं आ रहा।
I'm not really chanting.
मैं वास्तविक रूप में जप नहीं कर
रहा। साधु संग नाम होय Satinam Kabu. The holy name in us with in bad association is not really the holy name. Namak Shadu Bahiro, it's just some syllables. So he's praying. Krishna Dasa Kohe Mui. Guru Abhagya
Krishna Das Kahe Mohi Guru Abhagya.
Says two meanings at least this line.
Is line ke do matlab hai.
The author is saying, I am Krishna Das, Krishna Das Kahe Mohi Guru Abhagya, and I am very unfortunate.
कवि का नाम है कृष्णदास और वे कह रहे हैं मैं कृष्णदास जो हूँ बड़ा ही अभागी हूँ अतभागी हूँ।
But another meaning is that this person who is a servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas they consider themselves das, das, anudas, a servant of Krishna's devotees because that's a real servant of Krishna. He's very unfortunate.
So एक दूसरा अर्थ ये है क्योंकि हर वैष्णव जो है कृष्ण के दास होता है और कृष्ण के दास ही नहीं कृष्ण के दासों का दास होता है तो हर वैष्णव इसी प्रकार से समझता है कि मैं बहुत बड़ा
हूं। He's giving us some hints how to solve this problem.
यहाँ पर हमको एक प्रकार के युक्ति समझा रहे हैं कि हम अपने दुविधाओं से कैसे बाहर
निकलें
कि हम भक्तों का सेवन करें।
And how do you serve the devotees?
भक्तों का सेवन किस प्रकार करें?
By chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna
Krishna Name Matra Chai Samsara Janite
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Sadhu Sangha Krishna Name Matra Chai. Only two things I want. Sadhu Sangha and Krishna
Nama.
Because these two things are in cause and effect. If you chant Krishna's name by that sukriti that you'll get Sadhu Sangha.
Because if you Krishna's name, you
And if you get sadhu sangha, what will happen?
यदि साधु संग मिलने से क्या होगा?
You go to the temple, go in, what they tell you, chant. How many rounds are you chanting every day? They chant Hare Krishna.
और साधु संग मिलने के बाद साधु आपको कृष्ण का नाम लेने के लिए कहेंगे.
So naam gives you sadhu, sadhu gives you naam.
So naam से साधु प्राप्त होते हैं और साधु से नाम प्राप्त होते
हैं. Hey Matrucha, this is all that I need.
सिर्फ मुझे सिर्फ यही चाहिए.
If I chant the holy name for the pleasure of the devotees,
यदि मैं नाम का जप करूं भक्तों के खुशी के लिए,
Krishna Dasa Kohe Mui Bolu Abhi, but I chant in a certain mood.
जप करूं, किंतु जप करने के लिए मेरे पर्टिकुलर मेरे मन स्थिति होनी
बोलो अब आई क्राई फील आई वेरी वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट
अत्यंत दीन भाव से जो है जप करना चाहिए
आई क्राई आई डाई
रोते हुए इस प्रकार से जैसे कि मैं मर गया
माय मटेरियल लाइफ इज यूजलेस
कि मेरे भौतिक जीवन का उसका कोई
बिंदाम दस्ता को टेल्स अस Yoga, bhakti yoga, dana. Bhakti is a real wealth.
Bhakti yogi dana, bhakti yogi dana, bhakti yogi.
Why are we going to study accounting to get this money and this? Bhakti is a real wealth. Count the holy names.
You are because of accounting, but bhakti yoga is vastavik dana.
Because bhakti a Krishna nama. That bhakti is Krishna's name.
Bhakti jo hai, wo hai Krishna ka naam hai.
We should all become great capitalists.
हम लोगों को जो है बहुत बड़ा उद्योगपति हो जाना
चाहिए। Make big bank accounts.
और बड़े-बड़े bank account रखना चाहिए।
Bank accounts of the holy names.
और ये bank account होना चाहिए भगवान के नाम।
Count them and put those names in that account.
इन नामों को गिनो और इस ये जो पूरा बही खाता है अपने अकाउंट में।
That's real wealth.
ये जो है वास्तविक धन।
Bhakti A Krishna Nama, but he says Smarana. You should remember Krishna when you're chanting.
और ये कहते हैं भक्ति ये कृष्ण नाम स्मरण कृष्ण का स्मरण करना चाहिए जब
Otherwise you're not really chanting.
नहीं तो आप सच में जप नहीं कर रहे
Sometimes a brahmachari doing a kirtan and they're chanting Hare Krishna but they're thinking Mataji Mataji Mataji
कभी कभी कोई जप कर रहा होता है कृष्ण नाम का किंतु सोच रहा होता है विषय विषय वस्तु के बारे
में गृहस्थस do that sometimes too But that's not Krishna kirtan My Guru Maharaj said that's Maya
Kirtan.
So when we do Kirtan, Smarana, we should remember Krishna. And Krandana, we should cry. In the Adi Purana, Krishna tells Arjuna, Gatvachamamanamani udandimamasanido Teshamaham bari krito nanyat krito janayadaha. Huh? Very important verse.
What important?
He says, Arjun, who owns me?
मुझे कौन खरीद सकता है?
We can go around the world and ask. You go to the Vatican in Rome. Is God here?
So यदि अगर आप रोम में जाएंगे, जो क्रिश्चियन कंट्री है, वहाँ वैटिकन है.
Yes, this is his house. He belongs here. You go to Mecca, and the Muslims say, no, no, he's here. You go to the place of the Jews, they say, no, he's here. Go to the Hindu temples, no, no, he's here, he belongs to us. But Krishna says, no. None yet, Krito Janardana. I don't belong to any of those people. I don't belong to the Christians. I don't belong to the Jews. I don't belong to the Muslims. I don't belong to the Hindus. I don't belong to the Hare Krishnas. I don't belong to the temple. I hope I don't get in trouble. Nanya Krito Janardana. Gatvacha mama namani budanti mama sanido. I belong to that person, doesn't matter where they're at, who cries for me, chants my name. And this is a message of the Krishna consciousness movement. Many times, Srila Prabhupada said, we're not here to create a religion. What is our purpose? He said, we simply want people to chant Hare Krishna.
हम सिर्फ यही चाहते हैं कि सभी के सभी लोग हरे कृष्ण का
What does that chanting of Hare Krishna mean?
इसका क्या अर्थ है?
Prabhupada said in 1966, in the very early days of New York City, preaching to brand new people, he told them the meaning of this Maha Mantra. He said, this chanting is exactly like the cry of a child for the mother. That ours is a movement of crying. Our whole movement is about suicide. But we tell people, don't die. Rather, you should die to live. Because everyone in this world is dying. We came, Prabhupada came to give a message how to live. So, let's read a little Bhagavad Gita. Many people, they're not so interested in the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Raise your hand. Who knows any verses from the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita?
First one.
He knows one. How many do you know? How many? Maybe three. He's doing very good. We won't ask him. He knows probably the whole chapter. I'm very bad. Who knows more than one verse in the first chapter? Raise your hand. It's not a very important chapter. No, it's a very important chapter. We think it's not very important, but it's a very important chapter. Can you say that the foundation for the building, not very interesting, it's not very beautiful, I won't make a foundation. We'll just build 10 stories, no foundation. The 10 stories are more interesting.
In
18 stories, 18 chapters. But with no foundation, it has no meaning. All these other 17 chapters are based on the first chapter. These other 17 chapters are addressing the problem raised in the first chapter. So the subject matter of the first chapter is a central topic of the Bhagavad Gita. Arjun, he requested Krishna, Senayor Ubayor Madhye, please. My dear chariot driver, Krishna, chalo, take the chariot, I want to see the two armies.
So Arjun ne Bhagwan Sri Krishna se kaha hai, paath chaati, mere rath ko dono senaon ke beech mein khada kar
dijiye. And then Krishna spoke to Arjun.
Krishna ne Arjun se kaha,
Bhishma Drona Purukhata Sarvesham Dramahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pashyaitan Samavetam Guruniti. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, just behold, O Partha, all the Kurus assembled here. Arjun, he requested Krishna, Yudhi Priya Chikirsava, I want to see who's come here to fight. I want to know who is the enemy. So Krishna brought him between the two armies and he waved his hand at both of them. Look at all the Kurus here. This is the enemy.
Tam samiksha sukundeya sarvam bandhu navastitam kripaya padavesh padavadishtam vishidam idam abhavet. Vishada yoga. So here in this verse, vishidam, while lamenting, when he saw everyone present there, all of his friends and relatives, Arjun became very depressed. And he said, Arjun uvacha, Jishvimam svajanam krishna, yuyutsam samupashtitam, siddhandimam agatani mukam cha parishushyati. Arjun said, my dear Krishna, when I'm seeing all my friends and relatives present before me, all wanting to fight, my body is shaking and my mouth is drying up. Devatuscha sharire me romahashascha jayate gandivam samsate hastat tvakchaiva paridadhyate. My whole body is trembling. My hair is standing on end. My bow, Gandiva, is slipping from my hand. And my skin is burning. Next is a very important verse. Na ca shaknyom navastatum brahmataiva chame manaha nimitani ca pasyami viparitani keshava. He said, I can't stand here anymore. I can't take it. He said, I'm forgetting myself. My mind is reeling. He says, I only see causes of misfortune. Viparitani, I see the opposite of what I want. Oh, Keshava, killer of the Keshava. Listen to Srila Prabhupada's purport. Very, very profound purport. Due to his impatience, Arjun was unable to stay in the battlefield. Does this sound familiar? Due to our impatience, we're unable to go on with the fight anymore. This is depression. When we don't see any solution, and the only solution we see is suicide. Due to his impatience, Arjun was unable to stay in the battlefield. And he was forgetting himself. He was forgetting himself on account of the weakness of his mind. This is our situation. We forget ourselves on account of our weakness of mind. How long have you been a devotee, Guru? Oh, a long time, 5 years. 10 years, 20 years. But when your wife dies, your husband dies, your child dies. We forget ourselves. And we know, yes, I've heard the philosophy, don't cry, not these bodies. I've heard it before. Why can't I remember it? On account of weakness of mind. Prabhupada says, excessive attachment for material things puts a man in such a bewildering condition of existence. We don't want to fight anymore. What is Arjun's situation? Krishna is trying to teach him who the real enemy is.
कृष्ण हमें सिखाना चाहते हैं कि वास्तविक शत्रु कौन है.
The real enemy is not Duryodhan.
वो दुर्योधन नहीं.
The real enemy, Arjuna, is your bodily conception.
जो वास्तविक शत्रु है वो है कि आप अपने आप को अपना देह समझ रहे हैं.
The real enemy, Arjuna, is your upadhis.
आपके जो वास्तविक शत्रु है वो सारी उपाधियां हैं जो आपने अपने आप को दे रखी है.
In this world, we don't know who we are.
इस संसार में हम नहीं जानते वास्तविक रूप में हम कौन हैं.
But like a young girl who goes to the shopping mall and buys some clothes off the rack.
जिस प्रकार से नवयुवती किसी दुकान में जाके अनेक अनेक वस्त्र खरीद लेती है.
We go to the store of material upadhis and we take different designations.
उसी प्रकार से हम इस संसार में जाते हैं और अलग अलग उपाधियां पहन लेते हैं.
I'm a boy, I'm a girl.
मैं एक लड़का हूँ, मैं लड़की हूँ.
I'm Indian, I'm American. I'm a scholar. I'm an educated person. You're none of those things. But we're always looking for who am I? Little baby, what does your baby think, Mataji? Mataji, who does your baby think she is? She has no concept. In Sanskrit, her concept is called Anumoya. I'm hungry. That's my identity when I'm a baby. And then when she gets a little older, she'll understand, I'm a baby. And this is my mommy. This is my pita. Because of them, I have some identity. And then I'm a little girl. I'm a student. And when they get about, I don't know, 12 years old, 14, then another upadhi comes. I'm a goddess. And all the boys, they come and do puja. They bow down at your feet. Many girls like this. Yes, I'm a goddess. Very good. And then they become a wife. That's my new identity. I'm a wife. And then I'm a mother. But all of these things are just designations, are not really you. And all of them are the source of anxiety. Vayam tritiya vinivesitashari shadopitasya viparigo smiti. Because of this misidentification, because of these upadis, we're feeling anxiety. You're a mother, I'm getting happiness from that. But God forbid. But what if your baby dies? What happens? We feel like part of us is missing. For those of you here in the room who may have lost your mother, they say when your mother dies, that's a very heavy thing. I can say that I lost my mother. Because that's a big part of my identity. It's not just that my friend, my mother left. There's something more to it. If we lose our baby, it's not just the baby that goes away, but I lose part of my identity. And then I become bewildered. Well, then, who am I? Part of me is lost. So, bhayam dvitiya vinivesita sha, fear, bhaya, comes when we see duality, vidya, we see something separate from Krishna.
Why is that? पैदा होता है जब हम किसी प्रकार का द्वंद देखते हैं या हम कृष्ण से व्यतिरिक्त कृष्ण से अलग किसी चीज को देखते हैं.
Our only upadhi, our only designation should be Ami Krishna Das, Ami Guru Das. I'm a servant of Krishna. I'm a servant of my Guru.
हमारी वास्तविक उपाधि यही होनी चाहिए कि मैं गुरु और कृष्ण का दास
हूँ. Arjun, he's teaching. He's not really suffering.
अर्जुन जो है वो हमको पाठ पढ़ा रहे हैं. ऐसा नहीं है कि वो खुद विषाद में है और वो खुद दुख भोग रहे हैं.
Krishna's teaching is, and it is called Ardha Chandra Nyaya, the logic of the Shaka Chandra Nyaya, the logic of the tree and the moon.
Krishna हमको शाखा चंद्र न्याय के हिसाब से सिखा रहे हैं.
The baby, the mother says, "Do you see the moon?"
माँ अपने बच्चे से कहती है, क्या तुम चांद को देख सकते हो?
Baby said, "Where is the moon? Well, show me, show me."
बेटा कहता है, कहाँ है? दिखाओ.
Mother says, "Do you see the tree?"
माँ कहती है, क्या पेड़ को देख सकते हो?
Yes, I see the tree.
हाँ, देख सकता हूँ.
Do you see the big branch?
क्या तुम उस बड़ी शाखा को देख सकते हो?
Yes, I see the big branch.
हाँ, देख सकता हूँ.
There, by the end of the big branch, you see the moon. So Arjun's not really lamenting. He's a Nitya Parishad, an eternal associate of the Lord. But to teach us through Arjun, Arjun seems to be lamenting. What is the basis of his depression, his lamentation?
अर्जुन के विषाद का कारण क्या है?
It's identification with all these upadhis.
वो है इन उपाधियों को सच मानना.
How can I kill Bhishma, my grandfather?
मैं भीष्म अपने पितामह को.
How can I kill Drona, my teacher?
द्रोण मेरे शिक्षक को.
How can I kill Duryodhan, my cousin brother?
और दुर्योधन मेरे भाई को कैसे मारूं?
Part of me will be gone.
क्योंकि इन सबको मारने से मेरा एक हिस्सा मर जाएगा.
Because I identify myself by all those people.
क्योंकि मैं इन सब लोगों के साथ अपने आप को जोड़ता हूँ.
So Arjun has a very intense crisis.
अर्जुन को जो है बहुत महासंकट.
Viparitani Kesha. He can't see anything good from all of this.
इससे उसको कुछ भी अच्छा दिखाई नहीं देता.
And finally, he tells Krishna.
अंत में कृष्ण को कहते हैं.
In the 45th verse of the first chapter. Janima, Janima, Apitakaram. Asastram Shastripanayaha Dhartarashtra Ranehanyus Tanme Kshimaptarambhavit. Better, Krishna's better if they kill me. Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra with their weapons kill me unarmed and unresisting in the battle.
दुख में ये कहते हैं, इससे तो अच्छा होगा कि दुर्योधन के जो पुत्र हैं वो आके मुझे नहीं हत्या मार दें.
पल्लवी विद्याभूषण कमेंट्स ऑन दिस वर्स.
जो पल्लवी विद्याभूषण इस पर टीका लिखते हैं.
अप्रतिकारम अकृत्यमार वदाद्य असाय पाप प्रायश्चित्तम क्षेमतरम अतिहितम प्रणनंत प्रायश्चित्तनि राय वाता पाप बार मार्जनम Bhishmadaya stunam tat papa phalam kapsyanti diti bhavaha. He says that this is the only thing I can do. I won't fight with them. The verse says, Ashastram Shastrapanaya, I'll put my weapons down. I'll let them kill me. What is that? That's suicide. In America, they have an expression, a new expression, it's called death by cop. It means some criminal goes to fight, he wants to die. But instead of killing himself, he'll go and fight with the police and allow the police to kill him.
कोई मुजरिम जो है अपने आप को मारना चाहता है पर खुद को आत्महत्या नहीं करता है, पुलिस से भागता है या कुछ झगड़ा कर लेता है जिससे पुलिस उसे मार देती है.
So this is the original death by cop. So
ये भी उसी प्रकार से है.
He's willing. He said, I can't do this fight. better for me. I want to commit suicide. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this battlefield. So Arjun says, Baladev says this thing, that if I don't fight with them, this will be my prayaschitta just for thinking about killing them. So what to speak of fighting with them, just thinking of killing them, that's a terrible sin. So my prayaschitta will be, I'll give up my weapons and I'll sit and I'll let them kill me. And this is Shemataram, this is very beneficial, because if I do this, this prayaschitta of allowing myself to die, doing this suicide, all my sins will go away. So this is Arjun's dilemma, this is Arjun's situation. And the chapter finishes, this chapter of Vishada Yoga finishes with text 46. Sanjaya Vacha Evam Upvarjuna Sanke Rakto Pashta Upashti Upavishat Vishrijasa Saram Chapam Shoka Samvigna Man Saha. Arjuna, Sanjaya said. He spoke this thing in the battlefield. And then he gave up his weapons and he sat down in the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. This is the foundation of Bhagavad Gita. And then he tells Krishna, my dear Krishna, a very famous verse, Karpanya dosot pahata subhava. He says that I don't know what to do. So now he got some intelligence. I'm going to do a different kind of suicide. I'm going to give up my independence and I'm going to surrender to you.
Aur uske baad jo hai Arjun kehta hai Karpanya dosot pahata subhava. Ek dusre prakar ke aatmahatya ki baat karte hain.
Krishna tells Arjuna again and again in the Gita, anahamkara eva, give up your ahamkara, your false ego. It means die.
Krishna bar bar Arjuna ko kehte hai Bhagavad Gita mein, anahamkari ho jao, apne ahankar ko tyag do. Iska arth ye hai ki ek prakar se tum mrityu ko prapt ho jao, ye atmahatya karo.
He tells him in this second chapter of the Gita, Vihaya kamam yasaram bhumsam charati nispriha nirmamo nirahamkara sashantam adigachati. Someone who's given up his false ego, who's given up his upadis, who's died. Who's given up all his desires for sense gratification. That person gets peace. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. That we should die, but we should die to live. Sometimes people, they say, there's no such thing as life after death. So, they say, can you prove this life after death? I ask them, can you prove there's no life after death? You may say that we're acting on faith. But you don't really know, you're also acting on faith. We're doing a leap of faith and you're doing a leap of faith. But your leap of faith is a leap of faith into the grave. And our leap of faith is a leap of faith into hope. We want to die to live.
हम जो है मरना चाहते हैं पर जीवित रहने के लिए.
We want to give up this material world. We don't belong here.
हम इस भौतिक संसार का त्याग करना चाहते
हैं. And again and again and again, in so many different ways, Krishna gives this message to Arjuna in the Gita.
बहुत बार कृष्ण अर्जुन को ये संदेश देते हैं कि.
Sixth chapter, text 10.
छठवें अध्याय.
Rahasistita ekaki. He says that a transcendentalist is someone who lives alone. He's a sannyasi. Sannyasi means sarvanas. Means everything's finished. Means that you die materially. When someone takes sannyas, there's no shraddha ceremony you can do for that person. Because he's already died. So the Vaishnavas, they should die to live. Means we should live alone. Krishna says, Rahasistita ekaki. A transcendentalist should live alone in a secluded place. Vivikta Desha Sevidva Maratya Janasangsati in the 13th chapter, text 11. He describes different symptoms of knowledge. Vivikta Desha Sevidva, aspiring to live in a solitary place. Maratya Janasangsati, not being attached to the people in general. Why is it that people can't join this Hare Krishna movement? Because the same reason Arjuna has. They have too much attachment to their friends and family. Too much attachment to all these upadhis. Oh my God, I can't wear tilak and a sari or a dhoti. That's death. All my friends, I'll die if I do that. If you're in school and you're an 18, 19-year-old person in school, and you go to school wearing a sari, that's suicide, isn't it? That's death. All your friends are going to hate, they'll never talk to you again. I won't be seen with her. I don't know her. So why do I want to join that movement? I'd rather die materially. Really, I'd rather die spiritually, is what they're saying. I'd rather die. But really what they mean is I'd rather die spiritually. Let me forget about that. People can't join this movement because this movement is a movement of suicide bombers, like in World War II in Japan. They don't have the strength to commit material suicide. They don't have the strength to put on a dhoti or a sari or to dedicate their life to Krishna. You don't have to wear a dhoti or a sari. They don't have the strength to do that. So if we want to make our life successful, we have to commit suicide. This is a central message of the Bhagavad Gita. You have to give up your material attachments. You have to give up everything and just surrender to Krishna. Nitai bodhiya kino mariyana jaha Nitai bodhiya kino Mariyana. We have to die, then we can really call out the name of Nityananda. So therefore, Vaishnavas die to live and live to die. By dying socially, Madhu is saying, I don't belong to this world. So let me die socially. If I die socially, then I can really live. Otherwise, I saw a picture advertising a movie in America. The Night of the Living Dead. And it's a movie about people who are zombies. They're dead, but their bodies are moving. So that's material life. It's a horror movie. Life of the Living Dead. Night of the Living Dead. We want to have the daytime of those persons who die to live. Whereas just the opposite. Ours is just the opposite. Instead of Night of the Living Dead, ours is the day of the persons who died to live. Okay. So, this is a primal desire. One out of seven persons, one out of seven teenagers will try to commit suicide. Probably everyone in this room knows someone who tried to commit suicide and maybe committed suicide. Just as the desire to live is a primal desire, so also is the desire to end our life. This is the dilemma, the lamentation of Arjuna. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. This is suicide in Bhagavad Gita. Grandharaj Bhagavad Gita ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki
jai,
Vamsa Kaupada Gita chan, Vasindhu Gita chan, Bhagavad Gita anandhi paha. So we have a little time. Are there any questions or comments on this? Does this sound incorrect what we're saying? Mataji, Mother Anjan, is this a deviation? Is this some wrong idea we're saying? I think this is the central teaching of Gita, isn't it? The very simple, obvious thing. But we should think. It's not enough just to repeat what Srila Prabhupada says. We have to think about what Prabhupada says and go in that direction. A very heavy thing. I have several friends, fathers and devotees, committed suicide or trying to commit suicide. Not only does it, of course, affect the person who does that, but they say in the same study, said that when someone commits suicide, it affects very deeply at least six people. Let me tell you something personal. After my father left this world, my mother, she tried to do suicide. And I never knew. She told my sister-in-law, you don't tell mom about
that.
Because she knew it would hurt me very deeply. Because that's the nature of suicide. If you do that thing, it's going to hurt so many people around you in such a bad way. So this is a message of our movement. Don't commit suicide. Don't kill yourself. Don't drink poison by not chanting the holy names. If you commit suicide like that, so many people are going to lament around you, it's going to hurt so many people. Average at least 6 people. We say rather you should die to live. You should commit suicide by joining the Hare Krishna movement. And I promise, if you do this kind of suicide, at least 6 people will also be affected. Your family will cry. My son, my daughter, what did you do? But you'll help so many people. Instead of making their life more miserable by killing yourself materially, if you commit suicide by giving up your material life and joining the Hare Krishna movement, you'll affect people in a very positive way. Yes? Makes some sense? Okay. You want to add anything?
Thank you very much. It was wonderful experience today.
Okay. Anything else? Any comments or questions from anyone? You can make some comment if you like. Is anybody listening? Did it affect you in a certain way? And share some thought. It's important.
What are the symptoms of being dead?
What are the symptoms of being dead?
The living dead.
Oh, what are the symptoms of the living dead? Huh?
What are the symptoms of one who is literally dead?
Yeah, materially dead. Yeah, the living dead.
A living dead or materially dead?
Materially dead.
Materially dead. Someone who's materially dead, their purpose in life is not just to feed this corpse, this walking corpse. And they've given up all hope for success and happiness in the material world. Rather, Vyavasya Pika Buddhi Keha Ku, remember that? That means suicide. We become one point. That's the symptom of someone who's died materially. We take shelter of the holy name at one point in life. But we're not really doing it. We're like actors in a movie. We put on some costume and we go to Mongolia and take a lead bed and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And we think about our boyfriend or our girlfriend or our children or this or that. We can't do smarana. Because before you do smarana, you have to do marana. We have to die. All those things we have to give up all of our hopes and become hopeless.
Is that okay?
We should not lament for the person who died. But when Vaishnavas go, we are supposed to lament. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you can hear what he's saying, but he's saying, I was mentioning that we shouldn't lament when someone dies. Krishna's telling us in Gita. But he's saying that when we've heard though, when a Vaishnava leaves, we should lament. When Krishna met the gopis in Kurukshetra, Sukadeva Goswami only gives one verse that they spoke to Krishna. They only had one thing to say? What a thing that is. Ahushtave nalina nava padara vindam yogeshwarai radivichanjama dada bodai samsara kupa patitotaranava lambam geham jusham apimanasyudiyatsadanaha. Krishna. Just because Krishna told them you should be yogis, you're not that body, you should meditate on me. And the gopis, they told Krishna, we're not yogis. We're not pandits. We can't do this kind of meditation. We're just householders. Geham jushamapi namanasudiyatsadana. Samsara kupa patitottarana avalambam. We're fallen in the samsara kup, the well of material life. So what is this? People coming to me and saying, oh, your mother died. My mother was chanting. It's something with the devotee. This devotee died. Now don't cry, Prabhu, because you're not your body.
So, यदि कोई आकर कहे कि किसी कोई भक्त तेरी शरीर छोड़ दे और कहे कि नहीं नहीं रो मत क्योंकि ये अपने शरीर नहीं था.
Don't tell me that. I'm not a yogi.
ये मुझसे मत कहो क्योंकि मैं कोई योगी नहीं.
My Guru Maharaj, he said that Uddhava, when he went to Vrindavan, he tried to console Nanda and Yashoda. He said, don't cry. Your son is Bhagavan, God.
जैसे उद्धव गए थे वृंदावन में नंद और यशोदा को कहने कि आप कृष्ण के विरह में मत रोइए क्योंकि कृष्ण स्वयं भगवान
है. Uddhava was telling them that, but inside himself he was thinking, everyone should cry for Krishna. I feel like telling him, cry more, cry more.
पर अंदर ही अंदर उद्धव सोच रहे थे कि ये मैं कैसे कह दूं कि इनको कि मत रो क्योंकि कृष्ण के लिए रोना तो जीवन के सबसे बड़ी चीज है. So इसलिए मैं कहना चाहता हूं कि और रो और रो.
We are not yogis.
हम कोई योगी नहीं हैं.
We're bhaktas.
हम bhaktas.
And our life and soul are the bhaktas.
हमारा जीवन है.
We should learn to love the devotees. It's not Maya to love the devotees. We have a serious misconception. Prabhupada said in one lecture in Los Angeles, in the second platform, Madhyama Adhikari, we should not only love God, but we should make friendship with devotees who love God. That is society. Prabhupada says, our society is devotees. We should not only practice to love God, but we should make friendship and love the devotees also. The Satvata Tantra, very nice tantric literature, which speaks all about Prem Bhakti and Vrindavan and Radha Krishna. Says, Hari Liya Satokchara Parishu Satatam Dvaya Kari Pritisthabahare Yitha Bhakti Nanashati. We should learn to love devotees. But how do we love devotees? We have to have an attitude adjustment. We've seen too many Bollywood movies. We have a misunderstanding of what love is. We think that love means someone likes me and worships me and pleases me. Love, real love, means bringing pleasure to
Krishna.
So how do we do that with devotees? Like today. Harilila Sutochara Padeshu Sutam Twaya. We should always associate with devotees by hearing Krishna Katha. Skarya Pritishtava Harir. We should love them. We should love the Lord in our association. And if you do this, yata bhaktir nanashyati, your bhakti will be protected. So don't tell me, don't cry for the devotees. Someone may say, don't develop love for anyone, only develop love for Krishna. Grihastha ashram is maya. You can't love your devotee wife. Can't love your devotee husband. You can't love your children. Send them away to Gurukul when they're 3 years old. And then maybe you see them once a year. Otherwise it's maya. People used to speak like this. There's no such thing as love in this material world. Such people are not bhaktas. They're trying to act like yogis. And their life is very dry. But our life is the devotees. And we say whatever ashram. Ashram means a place you're staying in to practice spiritual life. Whatever ashram you live in, you should love the members of that ashram. We don't say, don't love your wife, it's maya. We say, love your wife more. Love your husband more. Love your children more. But it should be ahoitiki priti, love without a motivation. It should be love which is based Hari Lila Sutochara. Sapata Tantra says, Hari Lila Sutochara, we should love, we should learn to love the devotees by hearing and chanting about Krishna together. Don't love them because they're your wife or your husband. That's maya. Love them because you're doing service together, because you're chanting together. Similarly, you should, if you're a brahmachari, you should love the brahmacharis. If you're a sannyasi, you should have deep friendship amongst the sannyasis. And if you do that, then yata bhakti nanashyati, your bhakti will be protected and won't be destroyed. So the devotees are our life. Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. The association of the devotees is what gives us bhakti. Krishna bhakti jamamula hoya sadhu sangha. Association with the devotees by hearing and chanting is the birthplace of bhakti. So don't tell me, don't cry for the devotees. Rather, we say, cry more for the devotees. That crying is a different kind of crying. If we love the devotees because Hari Lila Sutochara, we're hearing and chanting about Krishna together, then that crying for the devotees is really crying for Krishna.
Is that okay?
It's a big misconception sometimes in experience. Causes many problems. Anything else, sister? Okay. So a little late, Hari Parashya Prabhu, we have to go. So I want to thank all of you very much, and I want to thank Hari Parashya Prabhu for speaking such a nice Krishna Gita. Very nice, wasn't it? Very, very good. This is the kind of Gita we want to hear. Shastra. Very, very nice.
He wants some summary in a line or two
of
whatever was spoken today, so that he can write in his notebook.
By myself?
Yeah.
You summarize. What do you say? Say in English first.
I just say that summary is to commit suicide in a way that we can live eternally. That we should die to live. And we should live here only so that we can die. Saransh is jeevan mein jiye taki aapki bhautik ichhaein khatam ho. Bhautik ichhaon ko khatam hona hi atmahatya ke saman mana gaya hai. Bhautik ichhaon ko khatam ho jaane par aadhyatmik jeevan vastavik roop mein shuru hota hai. Matlab bhautik ichhaon se atmahatya kar lene ke baad hi aadhyatmik jeevan jo hai shuru hota hai. Ye aapko
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vamsa kalpataru vishcha. Krishna sindhu deva cha. Pita nam pala vivaishnavi.